Chapter 19. The memo arrived by fax from the Regional Supervisor, Bureau of Prisons, Washington. It was directed to M. Emmett Brune, the Warden of Trumbull. In terse but standard language, the supervisor said he'd reviewed the logs from Trumbull and was bothered by the number of visits by one Trevor Carson, attorney for three of the inmates. Lawyer Carson had reached the point of logging in almost every day. While every inmate certainly had a constitutional right to meet with his attorney, the prison likewise had the power to regulate the traffic. Beginning immediately, attorney-client visits would be restricted to Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. Exceptions would be granted liberally for good cause shown. The new policy would be utilized for a period of 90 days, after which time it would be reviewed. Fine with the warden. He, too, had grown suspicious of Trevor's almost daily appearances. He'd questioned the front desk and the guards in a vain effort to determine what exactly was the nature of all this legal work. Link, the guard who usually escorted Trevor to the conference room and who usually pocketed a couple of 20s on each visit, told the warden that the lawyer and Mr. Spicer talked about cases and appeals and such.
"Just a bunch of law crap," Link said.
"And you always search his briefcase?" the warden had asked.
"Always," Link had replied.
Out of courtesy, the warden dialed the number of Mr. Trevor Carson in Neptune Beach. The phone was answered by a woman who said rudely,
"Law office."
Mr. Trevor Carson, please."
"Who's calling?"
"This is Emmett Brune."
"Well, Mr. Brune, he's taking a nap right now."
"I see. Could you possibly wake him? I'm the warden at the federal prison at Trumbull, and I need to speak with him."
"Just a minute."
He waited for a long time, and when she returned, she said,
"I'm sorry, I couldn't wake him up. Could I have him return your call?"
"No, thank you. I'll just fax him a note."
The idea of a reverse scam was hatched by York while playing golf on a Sunday, and as his game progressed, occasionally on the fairways, but more often in the sand and trees, the scheme grew and grew and became brilliant. He abandoned his pals after 14 holes and called Teddy. They would learn the tactics of their adversaries, and they could divert attention away from Al Conyers. There was nothing to lose. The letter was created by York and assigned to one of the top forgers and documents. The pen pal was christened Brant White, and the first note was written on a plain white but expensive correspondence card. "Dear Ricky, saw your ad, liked it. I'm 55, in great shape, and looking for more than a pen pal. My wife and I just bought a home in Palm Valley, not far from Neptune Beach. We'll be down in 3 weeks with plans to stay for 2 months. If interested, send photo. If I like what I see, then I'll give more details. Brant." The return address was from Brant, P.O. Box 88645, Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 19082. To save 2 or 3 days, a Philadelphia postmark was applied in documents, and the letter was flown to Jacksonville, where Agent Klockner himself delivered it to Aladdin North's little box in the Neptune Beach post office. It was a Monday. After his nap the following day, Trevor picked up the mail and headed west out of Jacksonville, along the familiar route to Trumbull. He was greeted by the same guards, Mackey and Vince, at the front door, and he signed the same logbook Rufus shoved in front of him. He followed Link into the visitor's area and to a corner where Spicer was waiting in one of the small attorney conference rooms.